Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's 3:15. Hard to believe it's already March 3rd, 2015. Host Alex Jones, Benjamin Netanyahu has been speaking for much of the hour. Continuing into this hour, we're going to give you blow-by-blow some of the things he's saying. He's coming out saying days when Jewish people remain passive in the face of genocidal aggression are over. We've got the latest with ISIS forces engaging in new battles inside Iraq and Syria. Obama says he's very interested in raising taxes through executive action, and the White House is defending bullet bans today, with the White House spokesman saying that, hey, it's common sense for the president to act unilaterally, basically, as a dictator. And a new video out linked on DrudgeReport.com with Mark Dice has Obama supporters endorsing Karl Marx as the next president of the United States. We're going to go to that report, come back, and kick off our live coverage of Benjamin Netanyahu addressing Congress and more. I'm Alex Jones.
Karl Marx has been an economic advisor to the Obama administration for many years. Obama's decided to elevate him to the level of presidency, full endorsement. Should we continue with that policy to lead us to the road of prosperity and to the utopia we've all hoped for?
I feel if we all desire to, we should. That if he decides to lead on and try to pick better decisions, I feel he would.
Continue with the Marxist economic policies to lead us to the utopia that we've all really hoped for.
Yeah.
Obama has chosen Karl Marx, the economic advisor that he's had, to be the next president for the Democrats. Do you think that we should continue with his Karl Marx economic policies to lead us to the road to prosperity? Is that a wise decision?
Sure. Sounds like the best plan of action right now.
We've come such a long way in the last, 6 years, 7 years that Obama's been in office. And so, you probably saw Obama has been taking his economic advice from Karl Marx, top Obama economic advisor. Now Obama chose him to become the nominee for the Democrats. Good decision. Continue down that road.
Yeah.
With those policies, lead us to the, really the utopia that we've all been hoping for.
Yes, I hope we can look forward to a good year coming up.
Our election with Karl Marx continuing and passing on the baton and continuing with those policies.
Sure, why not?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The 2016 presidential election.
Right around the corner.
It's already being talked
happening.
About.
It's
already talking about it. President Obama nominated Karl Marx as Treasury Secretary to become the nominee for the Democrats. Do you think that's a wise decision on Obama's part? Do you think
I think Obama's making a good decision right here. I think he's going to do a good job in office, and hopefully he gets elected.
And Karl Marx could rise from Treasury Secretary to President to continue his economic policies.
That would be awesome to see him rise because he's doing a good job so far, and
imagine. Yeah, his economic policies as a president, Karl Marx could maybe fix America, right?
That would be pretty awesome. It's right around the corner, so I don't see why not. We just need the right guy, and Karl Marx seems to be the best candidate so far.
Who in the hell is Karl Marx?
He's been the Treasury Secretary and an economic advisor for Obama for the last...
I'm way out of that loop, my friend, so I don't have any advice to give you.
Doesn't ring a bell?
Nope, not at all.
Any thoughts on Karl Marx at all? And what he's done for the country and his economic policies?
No, I don't.
Does Karl Marx ring a bell at all? Have you?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
I'll have to Google who Karl Marx is. I don't know.
I
got to go.
Okay. We've trusted Obama this far. Do you think that we could trust him handing the baton off to Karl Marx to continue his economic policies and bring us back to prosperity?
I don't know. Maybe. Possibility. You never know at this point. Just got to let it happen and see.
pretty good idea, wouldn't you say?
I guess. I mean, I don't really follow it. I don't. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you, comrade.
All right. Thank you. All right.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution is there, my dear.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
We're broadcasting worldwide on 3-3, the third day of March 2015. Benjamin Netanyahu has just basically completed a lengthy speech before the Congress. We're going to be breaking down some of the powerful things that he basically said, because regardless of which side of this debate you're on, there were some major statements. The days when the Jewish people remained passive in the face of genocidal aggression are over. Broadcast networks refuse to carry it. Enraged Pelosi freaks out on the floor. We've got video of all of this we're going to be queuing up. I mean, I really am in a paradox here because I have a lot of problems with some of the things Israel does. But at the same time, I'm not an enemy of Israel. And I know Israel is a diverse country that has been attacked at least 7 times by major armies and by itself defeated them. But then I also understand a lot of the Israel lobby is over here lobbying to secure a police state in the U.S., to secure their economic foothold, and to secure the U.S. as a backstop for Israel. So I have a lot of resentment over the Israel lobby. But my concern is no one looks at the defense lobby. No one looks at the big banking lobby. No one looks at the globalist giant Latin American lobby to open up the borders and attach to the welfare. No one looks at the different cartels that are out there operating. People only look at Israel and obsess on Israel all day. And it's just not reasonable. I really try to come to the truth with what's going on in the world. And when they've had British prime ministers address Congress just a few years ago, and when they, going back to Winston Churchill, and when they've had other Israeli prime ministers address Congress or French presidents address Congress, it's almost always carried by television. And so Obama said he wasn't going to watch it. Pelosi freaked out and tried to keep him from speaking. And I understand at a certain level this is about political grandstanding. For Netanyahu, who's facing re-election, I'm just being cold-blooded here and laying out the facts. And by the Democrats and liberals worldwide, with the socialists that are anti-Israel to the core. But then there's the paradox of the Democratic leadership getting massive money from different arms of the Israel lobby. And so the whole thing's very incestuous, very hard to figure out. But at the bottom of the barrel and at the bottom of the whole situation, if you go to a leftist event, they are promoting Karl Marx. They are promoting the end of the family. They are promoting world government. They are promoting violent revolution. They are promoting attack the police. And they are promoting Israel is the source of all evil and handing out and selling anti-Semitic pamphlets. Then the very same group will run around claiming brown bags are racist and having a fiesta party at your fraternity is racist. No, people like to wear sombreros and get drunk and have a food truck come with enchiladas. The Mexican fraternities have those too. The Hispanic fraternities. It's the very same group in the left will hype racism that is non-existent or exaggerate stuff that's there in vestigial to create infighting and balkanization while obsessing 24/7 on Jews. And it's acceptable in leftist ideology to kind of go along with the idea that there is a Jewish conspiracy of colonialism. That's the spin. The Klan says it's a Jewish conspiracy of banking. And then the left says, no, it's a Jewish conspiracy of basically fascist capitalism. And then when you look at it, you know, most legends like this have some kernel of truth. There are a bunch of big financiers and people like the Rothschilds that are Jewish. There are a bunch of Fed chairmen and people of the past that have been Jewish. And certainly that's something that Jews, a lot of Jews work to be in the top of finance because it's a very prestigious position. Just like you go in to find the top heart surgeon and maybe out of 10 of them in your city, you know, half of them are Jewish. So, I mean, nobody can deny the fact that Jews are, on average, overachievers, high educations. All I know is this statement that Jews are evil inherently when Jews are such a diverse group of people and constantly fighting with each other like every other group and runs the gamut from right-wing to communist to libertarian, like Aaron Russo, or Matt Drudge, or so many others. I'm just sick of the stereotyping, and then the globalist above that, the very same globalist that use socialism as their control system, they are using Jews as, again, the bygone boogeyman to basically scapegoat the whole debate and just say, well, if it wasn't for Jews, there wouldn't be any problems in this world. Really, Mao Zedong killed 80-something million people. You believe the Chinese numbers. CIA says 65, 64, 66 million. There weren't any Jews involved in that last time I checked. And I've just seen losers throughout my life who will blame a racial or religious group for all of their problems because they themselves don't want to get up and work hard and take action and work with other people and have a good attitude. That's what it comes down to. And this comes from somebody who's been savaged by the leftist arm of the Jewish lobby, not so much the Israel lobby, because, again, there's subgroups within all these groups. It's too simple just to use one name. They've lied about me. They've come after me. They've demonized me. They've said I'm anti-Semitic. They've said I'm racist. They've said I want to get cops killed. I mean, George Soros is a Jew, and he's a Nazi collaborator who helped round up and ferret out and rob Jews. He admits it. He's proud of it. He said he's not ashamed of it. He, quote, survived. The guy runs organizations dedicated to shutting down talk radio, internet freedom, and this show. He gave $196 million with the U.S. government matching him and the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation is basically governmental. That came out in Congress in the 70s and the church committees. Anthony Sutton got the documents. So the globalists and the government want to destroy me. So if being anti-Semitic means I'm against a Nazi collaborator Jew who's anti-free speech and anti-America, then I'm anti-Semitic. You better believe it. Just like both my grandfathers in World War II must have been anti-Semitic, both almost dying in the Army Air Corps. I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. I don't like a bunch of the stuff Israel's doing. Israel's corrupt like any other country. Let's get that straight and stop acting like it's on a pedestal and can do no wrong. We should criticize Israel when Israel does evil, corrupt stuff, like helping fund al-Qaeda to take down Libya and take down Syria, and that is immoral and wrong. But you can't just then obsess over Israel involved. You got to then say Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the U.S., France, NATO, British intelligence, up to their eyeballs in it. And that's my point, is that you cannot just sit there and point at one group and say they're the problem. It's more complex than that. The Rothschilds are on record, at least one of the five arms of the family, of financing Hitler. You can look that up. But then some Rothschilds didn't get out of France and were killed by the Nazis. There's been books written on it. A lot of rich Jews ran operations with the Nazis, fencing Jews out of Europe, making them pay them money or only going to Israel. That's why people like Dr. Pechenik, who's Jewish, is so angry at the Jewish lobby, because he knows a lot of them are the children of rich Jews who made their fortunes sucking off Jews like Madeleine Albright. So, I mean, these are the dirty secrets. And you know, as someone who is a lay historian, it's just all right there. And it's too complex. And so there's an obsession with Jews, an obsession with Israel. I'm obsessed with people and their personal ideas and what they stand for. Like Martin Luther King said, that's what I'm into. We'll be back to talk about Netanyahu's speech. Take your calls and more.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Of Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. I want to give you, the American people, but also folks living in the Middle East, folks living in Israel, a chance to call in and give us your take, first-time callers, on what you think of Netanyahu's speech and the bizarre arm-flapping and chicken-with-a-head-cut-off behavior of Obama and Pelosi trying to keep him from speaking. The network's not carrying it, running around freaking out. Are they trying to give the U.S. cover politically when Israel strikes Iran? Is this all just theater? The smart money is on that. But that's at the top of the pyramid. Below that, there is real hatred for Israel. And this is the experience I've had. I know Israel's diverse, different political parties, different ideas. I have a love-hate relationship with some of the people that are in Israel, some of the things that have been done to me for no reason. There's a lot of bullying because Israel feels like Israel's right, so you better get 100% behind Israel or you're the enemy. That's wrong. And that's why Israel's lost a lot of support in the world. That said, Israel is not the end-all, be-all, only thing on the planet. And I don't mean by the Israelis having that view of themselves. Everybody thinks they're the center of the universe wherever they live at. That's what Texans think. That's what Americans think. That's what Germans think. It's what Chinese think. It's what Mexicans think. That's just normal. I'm talking about people outside of Israel and the Arabs. And all these Arab countries won't let the Palestinians in, won't give them aid. The Palestinians constantly try to overthrow whatever country they're in. I'm not demonizing the Palestinians. I'm just saying they're used as a political football to manipulate everyone, and Israel is held to a higher standard. And it is a religion to hate Israel. So I've got a lot of problems with Israel, some of the people in Israel, some of the political parties, some of the groups. But at the same time, it's a paradox because I've never experienced more vitriolic hatred as I have from the anti-Israel crowd. They will make stuff up. They will exaggerate. They will lie. Everyone is a Jew. I don't care if your last name's Jones, Richardson, Green, Johnson, Sanchez, Chin. Everyone is a Jew. The Jews are all powerful. They're running everything. I never had success. I wasn't a good talk radio host. I never borrowed a dime, but they claim I'm financed by secret Jewish cabals. It's very frustrating to be included on all the Nazi websites out there and white supremacist websites, photoshopped in at, you know, Jewish events, literally, fake videos, you name it, that I'm some Israeli agent. Never been to Israel. I do want to travel there. It's amazing, I'm told, to see all that history. I want to go to Syria. That's got even more ruins and Roman stuff. So I'm just sick of all the ignorance, basically. And I'm tired of sitting here watching the anti-Israel crowd degenerate by the minute, and then Israel feeling like it's totally encircled, getting more and more out of control, and all these nuclear weapons. This is a dangerous situation. I want prosperity. And when you really study politics and how the world works, you find out Israel has been as bad as the U.S. or Germany or England, three of the worst, four of the worst, I guess, at secret testing. And by the way, Israel didn't get caught doing testing on Arabs. They got caught testing on Jews. Sephardic Jews, which genetically are true, undisputed Jews. They are a proto-genetic group, pre-Arab, before African invasions of much of the Middle East. Because that's what an Arab is part Anglo, part Asian, and part African. That's just a fact. That's what Arabs are, is a hybrid. And if you look at Sephardic Jews, they have a genetic template that predates from bones they've dug up to about 6,000-7,000 years ago in that region of groups pretty much out of Europe. What is Europe today? So you have this whole argument about Ashkenazi Jews and the anthropology, and they're not really Jews because they're from what's Georgia today or north of Georgia. It's Europeans, ladies and gentlemen. And then you've got later permutations of Jews in Babylonian captivity, in Egyptian captivity, and other captivities. And so you do have an Arab line of genetics in the Jews. But that's who they are. So when you get into this more ancient text claiming there's these lost tribes in Europe, that's because that's what's so ridiculous about all this, is that Jews, original Jews, are just Europeans in the Middle East. And then you've got just all of this idiocy. It is just pure, absolute idiocy. And then the modern Jews are part Arab, so being anti-Semitic means being anti-Arab, too. It's just all, the public is so ignorant about this, and the governments play us off against each other. I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march.
I want your take on it.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In the morrow, the worship will be gone.
Look at GrudgeReport.com. We have Hillary Clinton's secret email released. HDR22@ClintonEmail.com. She created a secret email for government activities, which was illegal. I've got the articles right here with the former prosecutor saying it's clearly illegal. Remember the former head of the EPA? She had to step down. She had to step down a few years ago. What was her name, CJ?
Her name is Lisa Jackson.
That's right. Lisa Jackson Lee or whatever it was. Thank you. We're teleprompter free, but sometimes when I have a brain flatulence, as they're scientifically called, the guys come to my aid with the information I need. So she had to step down because that was illegal. Does this ruin Hillary's chances to run? I hope so. Can Jeb Bush just sit down and shut up? And can Hillary Clinton just sit down and shut up? We've had enough Jeb Bushes and Hillary Clintons. I've got an article here today showing how Goldman Sachs is pumping money at record levels into both of these establishment people. And let's go back to that article the crew just found and put on screen. There's a blast from the past, 2013, 2 years ago. Newly released emails show EPA directors' extensive use of fictional alter ego, fake email. And no one's really doing that tie-in that I've seen. We should have one of our great writers, whether it's Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Adon Salazar, Kit Daniels, Kurt Demo, Mikhail Phelan, or someone else, do an article saying, will Hillary be punished like the EPA head for fake emails? Because it is illegal on so many fronts. There are a lot of developments unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, that will also be breaking down as the next few hours progresses. But today, at least for the balance of this hour, ahead of several guests joining us, we can talk about the Jewish obsession. I don't have one. I mean, I've got friends that are Jews. I respect Jewish culture. I respect culture across the board. I don't hate people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Hispanics. I don't hate white people. If I'm in the deep South and somebody makes a smart mouth comment about what are you doing around here, Yankee, I don't bow up to folks. I understand that's all they've got. And that 99% of people in the South are not like that. And then I know that in the South, in some towns, they call people in the town next to them Yankees. It just means outsider. But then I don't put movies out and make fun of everybody in the South like Hollywood does. I understand how cultures work, and I want to empower humanity. And the globalists are using balkanization to do the opposite of that. I don't want to destroy Israel. I want to reform Israel. I don't want to destroy the police departments. I want to reform the police departments. I don't want a revolution. I want a restoration of Americana free, freedom-based values. Lord Monckton is joining us from Science and Public Policy to break down the latest carbon tax push and more, and to give his take on other geopolitical affairs. And then Joel Gilbert. We've had members of Congress and others come out and basically say that Obama is heavily connected, wink, wink, to a famous communist pornographer, wink, wink, who he admittedly lived with for a long time, wink, wink, and who is pretty much a dead ringer for his father. And was, quote, best friends with his grandfather. So we're going to have Joel Gilbert on just to discuss Obama in general and to get his take on what's currently unfolding and more. But I do want to go to your phone calls on the subject of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, because I don't see this as Israel good, everybody else bad, or Israel bad, everybody else good. I see this as what's really going on geopolitically right now. And what does all this stand for? Well, if Israel's really getting ready to hit Iran, Iran is probably going to respond with asymmetrical warfare. They'll call it terrorism in the news. That will then be used to take my freedoms. It will hurt the economy, and it could cause a nuclear war. But then I also get Israel's perspective when Iran constantly shoots their mouths off. There's always apologists out there saying, oh, they didn't really say that. No, Iran, the government of Iran, really does say stuff like, we're going to nuke you, we're going to blow you up, we're going to push you into the sea, the Zionist regime. Well, the Zionist regime is the millions of Jews that live there. And so here's the issue for all the anti-Semites and all the people that think if they slip on a banana peel, a Jew did it. Do you understand Israel probably has around 800 nuclear weapons, the most high-tech type? They've got German submarines to launch the cruise missiles. They've got medium-range ballistic missiles. They've got tactical weapons, and they've got spies all over the place in the Middle East and in Europe and you name it. I mean, it's like a Mexican standoff. Everybody's pointing guns at each other. Let's just not pull the trigger. Let's all just sit down and order some food and kick back and order a glass of wine and not kill each other like Ron Paul says. So he's demonized. And you got a lot of factions, the military-industrial complex want more war. You got a lot of crazies in the Middle East want more war. You got Israel involved with the West, all guilty. like our military said 2 years ago, of arming al-Qaeda to attack Syria. A war crime, killing Christians. I'm very angry with Israel. I'm very angry with our own government. I'm very angry with Turkey. See, I'm not especially angry with Israel because I'm not a mindless hater. I hate the criminals that globally came up with the decisions at the Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, globalist level, and then everybody from Saudi Arabia to Israel to Turkey to France to the United States got in line to engage in war crimes all over the Middle East using proxy armies out of Saudi Arabia. Shame on Israel. Shame on Benjamin Netanyahu. And shame on everybody out there that purely worships him as a messianic leader and thinks, whatever, Alex, you better get behind Israel. I'm not against Israel. But doing things like this, funding al-Qaeda in the Middle East, is evil. And then sitting around saying, we've got to attack Iran. They're funding al-Qaeda because al-Qaeda's enemies with Iran. People say, well, Alex, that's a Machiavellian move. That's how you win. No, that's how you lose the moral high ground. But I'll say this, shame on the U.S. government. Shame on France. Shame on NATO. Oh, no, 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 don't do that. Only see, there he is covering up for Israel. That's the mental illness of just, you know what, the anti-Semites worship Jews. I think that's what it comes down to, is that I don't dislike the NFL, but I'm sick of that's all you hear about for 4 or 5 months out of the year. And most men don't have a life. They just obsess on the NFL all day and play fantasy football. It's mentally ill. And the same thing, I don't hate Israel, but man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of all the people on both sides, all vitriolically, you know, feeling like they're on the right side, when it's all a big manipulation. That's what it comes down to. And you got Saudi Arabia financing anti-free speech initiatives in the U.S. You got Israel financing anti-free speech initiatives. You got George Soros doing it. You got left-wing, right-wing. You got every special interest group out there trying to shut down free speech and trying to take our guns so America, the big empire, can be their toy to go out and be a bully and take over the world for whoever, fill in the blank. And here's the deal. I'm sick of paying for it, like Rand Paul says. I don't want to give aid to China. We give billions to them. I don't want to give aid to Israel. I don't want to give aid to Egypt. I don't want to give aid to anybody, not Mexico, no one. I'm sick of it. I don't want to pay for Chinese and Mexican and German women to come here and have their babies paid for and be put on welfare and see it advertised on CNN how great it is to do it. Yeah, I don't like illegals getting free in-state tuition and free scholarships, and then I got to pay for it. Yeah, you're right. Not because I hate Latin Americans. If I came down there and got everything free from them, they'd really be upset with me. I'm sick of unfairness. I'm sick of garbage. And I'm sick of people who are ignorant. And the only reason the globalists can get away with this is because the public is ignorant. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Jim, Alan, John, Brian, Sleestack, and others coming up here in just a moment. But look at these type of clips. I want to play this clip. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says ammo ban proposal is common sense. There's another clip, a little jewel from him this morning. Obama won't watch Netanyahu's speech to Congress. And I'm not really going over his speech yet because it's more of the same. It's a repeat of what he said to AIPAC. Days when Jewish people remain passive in the face of genocidal aggression are over. He says the talks going on paved the way to Iran to get the bomb. Iran, from what I've been told, I mean, look, Pakistan's got it, got about 100. India's got a couple hundred. China's got a couple thousand. South Africa had nukes, for heaven's sakes, back in the 80s. Saudi Arabia it basically brags they've got nukes now, kind of like Israel does. We're not going to say we have nukes, but look out. I mean, do you really believe the Saudis don't have nukes? They bragged last year they had them, and I told you years before they did, because I have high-level sources. High-level, everybody knows it. So, from people I trust in special operations and other areas, that they've seen the scans. They've seen the scans from satellite that picks up the trace eminences, the trace radiation of fissile material. configured that matches the signature of basically atomic bombs. The difference is what Iran has is tinker toys compared to what Israel has. And do you really think the mullahs that were doing backroom deals with Ronald Reagan to hold the hostages till they did arms transfers in Iran-Contra? I mean, the mullahs were put in by the CIA in 79, and this has all been declassified, in a double cross of the Shah, who wasn't playing ball with the globalists, and they gave him a weak, you know, version of cancer. You know, one of those sped up versions that kills you in a week, one of those overnight cancers. See, I happen to really know the real history of all this, which you could find out too if you wanted to. I'm talking to new listeners out there. I mean, Iran, I'm not saying the globalists run Iran either. It's just that it's all a divide and conquer strategy. Let's play that clip of White House spokesman Josh Earnest, because this is the stuff that's going on while we're busy obsessing over Israel. Hey, I kind of like that. It's like a chipmunk.
It's being considered through its standard process, and it's open now for public comment, and that we are looking at additional ways to protect our brave men and women in law enforcement and believe that this process is valuable for that reason alone. This seems to be an area where everyone should agree that if there are armor-piercing bullets available that can fit into easily concealed weapons, that it puts our law enforcement at considerably more risk. So I put this in the category of common sense steps that the government can take.
This is how they passed the 68 Gun Control Act. It's basically only used on law-abiding citizens and made crime explode. The idea that, oh, they can conceal bullets that could kill cops. All bullets are human killers. That includes police. And 223 is used in a fraction. All assault weapons, the statistic out from the Justice Department a few years ago is 2%. And then what's 223 of that? Let's say it's half a guesstimate. That's 1%. So if they can bring down the AR-15 and they can bring down the 223, they can bring it all down. Let's go to your phone calls. Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I watched the Excellency being introduced. To me, it just seemed like a total dictatorship trying to preach to the U.S. Congress, and it really upsets me. I think if it was and vice versa, that wouldn't happen. To me, it is just, a scam, but he never did mention what is the good deal. What is he so upset about? What seems to be aggravating him? It was all poor Israel, Israel history, background, and the things we know. We know the Holocaust. Every year we're constantly reminded of it. We never will be allowed to forget it. But what is the deal that he was talking about? Why is he so upset?
Well, the deal is to let Iran have supposedly peaceful reactors that get inspected and not be able to build up enough reactors to actually produce a bomb for 10 years. And Iran's already said that it's not acceptable. And so I think Israel's issue is they're not going to let Iran become a nuclear power or Iraq, and that they will attack like they did Iraq in 1980 or 1981. I forget which year it was. And that they have a right to self-determination to do it. And I think the issue is that Israel is kind of like the 51st state, but it's also people don't like the fact that Israel has diplomatic immunity of a type where Jews can commit crimes here in the U.S., then run back to Israel, and then Israel will protect them. There's a lot of things about Israel that upset me, that I criticize, that are unfair, and that's why we talk about it. The whole right of return thing. Pick a side, decide. You know, it's like Rahm Emanuel didn't fight in the U.S. Air Force. He was an officer in the Israeli Air Force. And so this is the thing that sticks in people's craw. And I fully understand it. I'm just saying there are a lot of other issues. I mean, basically, the Saudi Arabians have diplomatic immunity. The United Nations has diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the big carbon tax banks diplomatic immunity. So this is what globalism is a new class. Where if you're a UN bureaucrat or you're a mercenary or you're an Israeli or you work for the Vatican or you work for the UN or any of the NGOs that are part of it, you're now literally above the law. I mean, Houston police and New York police have caught UN diplomats with slaves chained up. They've caught them with trucks full of cocaine. They cannot stop them or arrest them. So, yeah, I don't like Israel basically having diplomatic immunity, but I don't like the other couple dozen groups either. That's what I'm saying. Israel's going with a pattern that's been done before by other groups, and it's a very successful pattern. It is exploitive of many people in the Middle East. That's well known. It's exploitive of poor Jews coming out of Europe, coming into Israel. I mean, I remember Israel got caught selling organs of political dissidents and denied it and called doctors that exposed it in Europe anti-Semites, and it came out it was true. Talk about evil. But here's the deal. Our military got caught with private contractors taking organs in Iraq. It turns out Saudi Arabia is selling them. So is China. Humans act the same. Our problem is evil people and bureaucracies. And our problem is when a group does something evil, that group tends to cover it up to protect the group when all that does is discredit the group. I mean, like police departments that cover up corruption end up collapsing from corruption long term. It feels good for a while, but it destroys them. Same thing with Israel. When Israel says we're under attacks, we can do whatever we want, Israel becomes as bad as any other group they claim they're fighting. And so that's where I stand. In fact, we'll play some of BB's introduction. It always makes me sick whenever a U.S. president speaks at the U.N. They call him Your Excellency. But we'll play the intro of BB being introduced. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm gonna get
I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the Prime Minister of Israel, His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu.
And then a 40-second standing ovation. That is disgusting, to use the word excellency. That is UN speak when they introduce kings. And Israel is usually actually low-key about titles and uniforms. So that is not an Israeli affectation. Pretty soon we're going to start calling the Bushes and the Clintons, if they get elected to another term, Your Excellency. We're going to move Lord Monckton back to 20 after so I can continue with your calls before he comes on with a lot of breaking important news. We've got a couple other clips here that we'll play when we start the next hour with Netanyahu explaining why he's against the Iran deal. And I got to say, I don't get his point that a nuclear attack on Israel is imminent when he's got 800 nuclear weapons and high-tech delivery systems. It's very simple. Netanyahu, in the clip we're going to play, gets into the fact that, well, inspectors don't stop the work. Inspectors just report back. Well, if you got cameras and inspectors, and then Iran can be self-sufficient because they can't even refine enough oil to supply their country. Refineries are very expensive and very complex. If they can't have nuclear power, they can't become self-sufficient. And so it's wrong to say to Iran, you can't have reactors, but everybody else can, and Israel can. I get the point that Iran has a lot of really strong rhetoric, and that's wrong. Netanyahu goes on, we're going to play the clip, to say that just because Iran is fighting ISIS doesn't mean they're good. Well, just because Israel and the U.S. funded al-Qaeda to attack a bunch of innocent countries doesn't mean al-Qaeda's good. Yeah, Benjamin, BB, I get it. And I think Israel's a little jealous that the U.S. military is working with Iran to clean out some of the ISIS groups. And it's all a very sick situation. And our military doesn't like it. But I just don't know what we're supposed to do. You know, let Israel attack? Well, that's their prerogative. But what happens then when it drags Russia into it? And there are a lot of Christians, and I'm a Christian myself, but there's these interpretations of cheerleading for the end of the world and getting all excited that, oh, Israel's going to go into Syria and go into Iran. It's going to start a nuclear war, and then Jesus is going to come back. You know, so many people in Nazi Germany, Christians that were rounded up and put in forced labor camps, they thought it was the end of the world and Hitler was the Antichrist. I guess the Bible says there are many Antichrists. I forget which passage that is, but regardless, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want a nuclear war. Let's jam in one more caller in a minute and a half we have before we go to break. Brian in Missouri, what's your take on the BB speech?
Yeah, I've got a theory for you. Speaking of end of the world as a segue, you know, the ancient prophets Jeremiah and Isaiah talked about the coming destruction of a Babylon or Babylon. John talks about the destruction in the desert of the harlot of the Babylon. Ezekiel, though, specifically talks about the flying scrolls that fly and destroy the three ancient cities in the desert, and that they need the baskets to set them on. There's a part of me that thinks that what they're trying to do is get technology into Iran so that Iran can not only take care of ISIS, but also take care of the what has gone on with Saudi Arabia for the last 100 years.
We'll finish your point when we come back. Stay with us. Second hour straight up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.